Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Want to talk about, you know, God has so created us to be social and to interact. That's part of, you know, how he's made us. And, you know, some of us are more social than others. But even the least social person is still designed within them to have communication, to interact, to be social, to express thoughts and ideas, and to hear and to listen. And they're edified and encouraged when they hear. You know, no man's an island. You won't survive as a recluse, right?
Yeah.
You know, there are some, right? But that's not a norm. If you look at the norm, we're social, we're interactive creations. And look at social networking and look at everything that's happening now. I mean, everyone is just like communicate, and more communicate.
Right.
But God put that inside of us. Not so much so that we can communicate with others, and that's good, and he doesn't want that. But he doesn't want that at the expense of us not benefiting and enjoying communion with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were designed to commune with God. Mm. I mean, that alone is mind-blowing. That alone. You know, pause on that for 24 hours and get back with me tomorrow, you know, mm-hmm. that God, the creator and manager of the universe, heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool, mm-hmm. he's put the stars in their place. God gives us access and gives us opportunity to commune. Titus 2:14, speaking of Jesus, says he gave himself for us. Why? To redeem us from all wickedness, right? He got us out of all of the wickedness, mm-hmm. and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. I mean, he saved us, and God was looking for a people. He was looking for a people to think that we all have the opportunity to touch the heart of God. And I've thought about this before many, many years, and it's just something that just never left me. But I just think here about, imagine, play with me here for a little bit, that God has this huge mega heart, right? And that each person has the ability to touch God's heart in a way that it gets lit. God has real emotions. He feels emotions. But if those that don't know him won't touch his heart, that's a portion of God's heart that doesn't get touched. Mm. That God himself cannot be touched. Mm. We often think of our need to commune with God, but God wants to and desires to commune with us. Mm-hmm. And that's a paradigm shift that many of us, I think, need to embrace. That God desires this. He enjoys my company. He enjoys your company. You are God's treasured possession. God's, he doesn't want robots. Mm-mm. He says, you can't even come to me unless you choose to come to me. I refuse to force you. Mm. You got to choose to be with me.
That's something.
Because it's a relationship. Mm. And it, this fellowship involves prayer. It involves communing, but it also gives us the opportunity. Prayer, what prayer does, gives us access. Prayer is the doorway to which how we can commune with God. It just opens that right up. And I think many times, you know, we can have a default setting when it comes to prayer. One of those default settings is that the communication is one way. You know, I do all the talking, God does all the listening, right? Mm-hmm. You give God the laundry list, got all, you know, asking for myself, for others, you know, and bless them too, give them a little bit too, God. Mm-hmm. But I think that the default setting on many people is just prayer is, I just do the talking. I just got to talk to God. I just got, you know, I got to add, you know, do all the asking. And he does the listening. And of course, the responding, you know, doing what I ask him to do. And it's not like that. It's not like that, because in terms of communion with God, we fail to recognize that there's an exchange of thoughts. That's what communion is. It's an exchange of thoughts. It's talking. And understanding that God desires to speak to us. He desires to speak to us. I mean, that's what communion is an exchange of thoughts, ideas, words. So that means that we're speaking, but it also means that God's speaking. Mm-hmm. It also means that we're sharing our thoughts, but it also means that God shares his thoughts. Mm. When you think that God wants to share his thoughts with you, and then you think about the word that says, people say, well, I don't know, I have time. You don't have time for God to share his thoughts with you. He wants to share his will. He wants to share his ways, his truth, his direction, his guidance, his wisdom, his knowledge, not just for us, but he wants to share with us so that we can help unlock and help others, right? Mm-hmm. And God's so much into this fellowship and into this communion that we don't even have to go, we don't have to go far to look for. We can go right back in the beginning. The Bible says that God walked with Adam in the cool of the garden. Mm-hmm. He hung out with Adam. How amazing is that?
Yeah.
And God's designed us to hear his voice and to commune with him. When we get back in the extra hour, we're going to talk about his voice. We're going to talk about communing with him. We're going to be talking about living a spirit-led life. It's going to be so, so awesome. God has given us, he's created us to be social beings, right? Human beings that interact, that express ideas and thoughts. And we get encouraged and edified and built up when others speak back to us. And there's an interaction. There is a communion taking place. But, you know, God doesn't want us just to have communion with others. He gave us this ability because he desires to commune with us.
That's right.
He wants us to talk to him, and he wants to talk with us. And he wants to share his thoughts and his ideas and share with us, I mean, direction and wisdom and guidance and knowledge and truth that will help us. And we can do that through prayer. Prayer is the doorway that gives us access to have this amazing opportunity to commune with God. And so some of the things that we can look at, you know, because you're not going to hear God's voice. You're not going to hear God's voice if a couple of things happen. And one of those things is that if you don't know or believe that it is possible to hear God's voice, you're not even going to try.
That's right.
You're not going to try. And John 10 says that my sheep know my voice. They know my voice. If you're a sheep, God is speaking and he wants to speak to you. You know, many, many believers think, well, you know, God can only speak to the pastor. God can only speak.
God won't speak to
this
me.
Person. God, mm-hmm. Why does he want to speak to me? I'm not a preacher or nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're his son. You're his daughter. He loves you. Designed you for relationship. And so the first thing is you got to know and you have to believe that he wants to speak to you.
Right.
The second thing is that you won't hear God, right? If you'll never hear God if his voice doesn't become a high value in your life. Hearing God's voice has to be the highest value in your life. Because we want to hear. We want to hear what God has to say. We want to know. Not so that, by the way, we can just know, because inquiring minds want to know. It's because we want to follow him. We want to obey him. We want to do what he's telling us. Anything that God's telling you is good, right?
That's right.
The third thing is that you will never hear God's voice if you don't set an intentional time to abide with him to read his word. You know, it has to be intentional. Now, sure, God can speak to you at any time, at any moment, through, you know, any person. God can do whatever he wants to do, but we're talking about having a pattern of communion. We're not talking about a drive-by or this is an intercourse between you and God. So you want to set up an intentional time, and you want to be engaged in reading His Word, because reading His Word, God oftentimes is going to speak to you primarily through His Word,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
And you're not going to hear Him if you don't tune your inner ear to what He has to say. Because God's going to speak in a still, small voice. And you got to begin to start tuning your ear to His voice and not questioning God when He's speaking. It's mm-hmm. like, this is God speaking.
That's right.
And you start recognizing it. I mean, you think about it, tuning my ear,
mm-hmm.
even Samuel didn't even recognize God's voice. It took Eli to help him and to teach him to say, hey, this is God's voice. And so we got to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God's calling a people to Himself. Jesus called His disciples to Himself first before He sent them out.
Mm-hmm.
Before He sent them out. And so we want to spend that time with the Lord. And we got to understand that He's called us to this. God has called us to live a revelatory, like a relationship that's filled with revelation. It's an encounter.
Mm-hmm.
It's an encounter. And in Matthew 4:4, the word says that it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. That we are to live out of every word that comes out of the mouth of God. I want to tell you today that you can commune and fellowship with God. He's designed you for it. He desires not only just to hear you, but He wants to speak directly to your heart. And you know, we talk about communion with God. We talked about the fellowship. We talked about being able to spend time with the Lord. And then we're hearing desperate for God's glory.
Mm.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of things you can be desperate about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But desperate for God's glory, that would rank pretty high.
At the top.
Really at the top. Because we want the glory of God. We want the glory. If you're going to contend for anything in life, and I look at the stuff that people contend for, it's like, dude, that's like a job, and mm-hmm. that's going nowhere. You know, that's just like, you know, they give their lives. I'm not talking about working. I'm not talking about, you know, working hard. I'm talking about giving yourself. You know what I'm saying? Spending yourself. If you're going to contend for the things of God, contend for the things that matter in eternity. But we're talking about communion, fellowship, interacting, what God's designed us for, to interact, to commune and fellowship with Him. And we said that, you know, we shared what Jesus said, that in Matthew 4:4, that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And God wants to reveal Himself more and more, and He does that through His Holy Spirit. You know, through the Holy Spirit, 2 Corinthians 2:10 says, but God has revealed it to us by His Spirit.
Mm.
You know, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. And so we can know the thoughts of God because the Spirit of God will reveal to us God's very thought. Amazing.
Yeah.
But quite wonderful. But one of the things that we wanted to share with you today is, you know, you set time to abide. You set time to be with the Lord. You know that you want to hear God. And if you haven't gotten a simple plan, you've been hearing to us talk about abiding, the joy of abiding, the benefit of abiding. You got to abide, but you haven't requested the simple plan. I want to encourage you to do that today. Do that today. You can do that at bfntv.com
mm-hmm.
and request the plan. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. You'll get it instantly. But you will have a simple plan and learn how you can hear God's voice. But there's hindrances that happen and occur that can block your abiding time, that can block mm-hmm. your ability to abide.
Right.
You know, because, okay, I know I have to abide, or I do abide. Say I have to, we get to, right? We, you know, I want to abide. But there can be some hindrances to abiding. And if you're not aware that these are hindrances, you're going to miss it. You know, earlier I said go to VFNTV.com, go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and you'll be able to get your free request. Do it quickly. Do it now. Do it now. I want to share that the first hindrance to abiding, or one of the hindrances, not necessarily the first one I'm going to share with you today, is that, you know what? Give yourself a set bedtime, because you can stay up too late, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And you can, maybe you're watching TV, maybe you're working late, maybe you're just doing stuff, and before you know it, you know, you oversleep in the morning. And sometimes you can get in a rut where you just, one continual, you're going too late, you know, waking up late, going to bed late, waking up late. You may want to give yourself a set bedtime. You know the amount of hours you need to be functional and human. That's different for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But you know the hours that you need, right, to be productive and fruitful, right, for God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You make sure that you get them, because give yourself a bedtime. Give yourself a bedtime, because that way you won't feel tempted to oversleep and then miss your opportunity to meet, commune with God.
That's right.
Right? Another hindrance is not having a specific time to get up. Now, you know, well, I get her up around 5-ish, 6:30. You know, what? What's your exact time that you get up? Because if you have a floating time that you wake up, you know, then that what happens, you know, for a lot of people is that they kind of oversleep. They kind of oversleep. And you want to look at your abiding time with the Lord, your communing time with the Lord, really as an an appointment. It's the most important appointment you have all day. So you want to make sure that it's in your planner, it's on your schedule, it's on your timeline. Mm-hmm. And everything, you know, should really revolve around that, you know. And a lot of times people say, you know, are commuting. You say, you know, I hear you. I'm one of those 600,000 commuters. You know, I have a 50-minute commute, an hour and a half commute, and I have to get up real early. Well, you know what? You can use some practical wisdom. Maybe get as much as you can ready the night before, your clothes and all those things, your shower, get all that stuff done the night before so that you can have as much time as possible in the morning that's unhindered so that you can see God early. I mean, Jesus met the Father early. He would wake up early. David tells us he got up early. The other thing is that not having a right environment can hinder your abiding. Environment is so important, because you want to have a place that's, you know, quiet, you know, free from distractions, and free from really media distractions. It could be your cell phones. It could be tablets. You know, anything that someone can reach you on. You really want to put that away, because, again, this can get in the way of you spending that time with the Lord and communing and enjoying that fellowship. I mean, a text comes in, and it's amazing how that can just take you to a whole different direction, give you another thought, another idea, that really messes your ability to hear God. And we got to hear him. It's not, you know, we've got to hear him. So you want to guard that time. You want to be jealous, if you will, for that time. You want to have a right environment, okay? We're talking about hindrances to abiding, hindrances to communing with God. Another one is that sometimes you have to allow yourself to get so caught up with all the things that you have to do that day. You get so caught up with the events of the night before. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of pressing things to go on, and you kind of go into your abiding time with a cloud of just urgent and could be very important things. Well, it's really hard to hear God above the noise.
Yeah.
And maybe instead of just quickly running into, you know, opening your Bible up and looking for a place to begin, and is maybe just sit in quiet solitude for 5 minutes. Give your time to settle down, quiet yourself before the Lord, quiet your thoughts. You know, if you have 10 pressing things, put your journal to the side and because the enemy will try to remind you of all the things you got to do that day. Go ahead and use them as a tool. Go ahead and open your planner and write them all down, and then close your planner back up, and you're good. and you're good. And then you can quiet yourself so that you can hear, so that you can receive. Another hindrance is that you can be tempted. Now, you know, I can hear God's voice. John 10, yes, this is my inheritance. I'm a son and daughter of the King. Oh, I want to hear everything God has to say to me. And then you start putting all this pressure on yourself to get this amazing oracle from heaven. And it's like, I'm not getting anything. I'm not. You know? what happened? I'm
right.
Not hearing anything. Nope. And you can put so much pressure on yourself to hear that you won't hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's about enjoying the Lord. Yeah. Your abiding time. Take the pressure off and allow yourself to enjoy time with Him. Allow that time to be time that you're just going to be alone with God, and you're going to begin to read His word, and whatever He allows you to read that day, enjoy it. That's the word of the Lord for the day for you.
That's right.
You know, and don't be locked down into any old pattern that says it just has to be this way. You know what? You just may spend that time just soaking in His presence. You may just spend that entire time just worshiping Him. You may just take that time and just meditate on one verse of scripture, one verse. It's not about the quantity of what you read. It's about reading and allowing what you read to be meaningful, and the quality of it. God will speak through it. You know, it's so amazing that we can just begin to read, be tempted to read, you know, so much that it's like, I don't read four chapters, I haven't heard a thing yet.
Yeah, I heard squat.
Well, you're trying to speed read this morning. I mean, right. You know, and you may, I had to do this years ago. You may have to just slow yourself down to the point that you take your index finger and you intentionally put it over each word to make sure that you're reading it.
Right.
To make sure that you're soaking it all in. So, so, so important. We wanted to share that with you because everyone gets excited about abiding. I'm telling you, once you hear the voice of God and you commune with the Lord, it's a wrap.
That's
it's awesome. It's a wrap. You make yourself a commitment. Have yourself a set bedtime, a time to get up. Request the plan at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you know what? Encourage your friends. Maybe a group if you can begin to start abiding, you know, on a daily basis on your own. And maybe you can come together once a week just to share what God's sharing with you. Why not?
Right.
And so communing with God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.